Do you ever feel like you know what you want to say, but then it just doesn't come out of your mouth as easily as you thought it would? It can be pretty frustrating. So you can imagine just how frustrating it would be to have a stutter. In fact, you might be someone who stuttered as a kid, undergoing the hours and hours of speech pathology to help you overcome it. Or you might be in the 1% of adults who still struggle with the speech disorder. Researchers have been looking into the brains and genetics of people who stutter, and their findings could change the way that stuttering is diagnosed and treated. So let's learn about it together this afternoon. Professor Michael Hildebrand is head of the Translational Neurogenetics Lab at the University of Melbourne, who is the study lead and presented to the International Congress of Genetics in Melbourne this morning. Good afternoon.
Great to be with you, Kaya.
Thank you for being here. Hey, how do we define stuttering?
Yeah, so stuttering has a number of features. It can include problems with sound repetition. So, for example, instead of saying Peter, you could say Peter. It can involve repetition of words or phrases, and commonly also can include blocks in speech, inability to say certain words.
How common is it?
It's actually very common. It's about 5% of children will stutter, and then 1% of adults will continue to stutter.
Mm. What do we know about it? Like, what have we sort of thought about stuttering and why it even happens up until this point?
So we've known for a long time that there's likely to be a strong genetic contribution. So that's genes that might be passed on from our mum and dad or through our family. Mm. But it's been very difficult to actually identify the specific genes. In fact, to date, only 4 genes have been identified, and we've just presented the 5th gene at this Congress in Melbourne.
Okay, so let me know a little bit more about what you found with that 5th gene.
Yes, so we've actually identified a new pathway. So the previous 4 genes that were identified were involved in a brain storage pathway. And this particular pathway we've identified is a group of proteins called chaperones, that they help shuttle proteins around the cell. And we think that this is an important process in individuals with stuttering, that this is disrupted in their brain cells.
Were you looking in particular for, you know, these sort of chaperone genes?
So we weren't looking for them in particular. What we were able to do was we had a large family that was referred to us all the way back in 2015, big 4 generation family, and they had a number of individuals in their family had stuttering. Mm-hmm. And we were able to study them. And what we did was to actually sequence all of their genes. So there's about 18,000 genes that we have in our genome. We sequenced all of them. And then we were able to narrow down to that one gene that was different in the family members that stuttered compared to the family members that did not stutter.
Wow, that's pretty remarkable.
It is, and we were just very lucky that the family was so large. The larger the family, the easier it is for us to actually narrow down and focus in on that one significant change.
Mm-hmm. So now that we know this, what does that mean, Michael?
Well, this is an important finding because it's the first family or individual with stuttering where we've identified structural changes in the brain on imaging that we've done. And this is the first time it's been reported. And what this means is that for other families who may not have a known cause for their stuttering, we'll now be able to also do imaging studies on their brains to see if they share similar changes to this particular family.
So you can see it in brain imaging?
Yes, and this is the first time that's been reported. Typically, individuals with stuttering will not have brain imaging done when they come into the clinic. And in this case, it was done, and there was anomalies identified. And we've gone on in our research program to actually show what those anomalies are and how they might be related to the stuttering.
By being able to do something like a brain image, what could that mean for patients going forward?
So if we can identify the underlying cause, partly from the imaging, and then we can do the DNA analysis to identify the underlying gene, that might mean in the future that we've got a new target for a potential therapy for those particular individuals. And it's what we call personalized medicine. And that's really the ultimate aim of the research that we're doing, to be able to not only make a discovery, but then actually use that discovery to help individuals with these disorders.
Yeah, because the genetics is, you know, maybe about understanding it a little bit before we start seeing our speech patterns develop as kids. But, like, does this help us understand a little bit more about what's happening between brain and, you know, the words coming out or perhaps not coming out as easily?
Absolutely, it does, and because stuttering's so common, 5% of children, it means that we've got many more families and individuals that we can now include in our research program, and we've got the only speech to genomics clinic in Australia that's running at the Royal Children's Hospital in Melbourne, and not only individuals with stuttering, but also individuals with other types of speech and language disorder as well that can come into the clinic. And if we suspect that they might have a genetic cause, then we can refer them for genetic testing, and that can be done through our research program.
We know it's a lot of, hard work, hours, therapy, speech therapy at the moment, but does this maybe open the door to other treatments?
Yes, yeah, potentially. Often, when one identifies a gene, which obviously encodes a particular protein, we can then think about particular drugs, for example, that might be able to alter the function of that protein and potentially have a therapeutic benefit for these individuals with stuttering.
Where to next for you and your team from here?
So we've still got more work to do on this particular gene, and we're also, because it's part of a pathway with a number of other proteins, we're interested in actually looking at those proteins and those genes in our other unsolved families who don't have an answer yet. They're still on that diagnostic odyssey, and we hope that we'll be able to now help a lot more of our individuals and families with stuttering.
Michael, great to learn a little bit more about what you're doing. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Kaya.
Professor Michael Hildebrand there from the University of Melbourne spoke at the International Congress of Genetics in Melbourne this morning.